You're listening to Apricity by Millie Wilcox, Chapter 17, Feeling Like a Teenager. As they pulled up to Stephanie's parents' house, she noticed Chris looked a little uncomfortable. He folded his arms and bounced his leg. "You nervous?" Stephanie asked. Stephanie couldn't think of a time when he looked nervous like that. He was always very confident with people.
"You mean nervous to meet your parents?"
he asked. Stephanie shrugged.
"Okay, yeah, I'm a little nervous,"
he admitted. "Come on, they're really nice," Stephanie assured him. Stephanie got out of the van. The kids had already started hopping out and running up to the house. It was a fairly big, new house in a nice neighborhood. It was gray with a large porch, neat white shutters, and a large Easter wreath on the door. Caden confidently followed the other kids up to the house. They didn't knock. They just opened the door and ran in. Stephanie went around the van and unloaded the three little kids. Matthew and Amara were both asleep. Stephanie unbuckled Caleb and Chris helped him down. Caleb ran after the other kids and made it to the door just in time before it closed. Stephanie unbuckled Amara and carefully handed her to Chris. Amara woke up and looked around. Then she laid her head down on her dad's shoulder, but she didn't look like she would go back to sleep. Stephanie got Matthew out. She did not try to keep him asleep, but he resisted waking up. She climbed out of the van with him and stood him on the sidewalk. He crumpled into a pile on the concrete and went back to sleep.
"Is he okay?"
Chris asked. "Yes, he does this, and then he refuses to go to sleep at night." Stephanie pulled up on Matthew's arms to stand him up, but he just flopped back down into a ball. So Stephanie asked, "Matthew, want to go see Grandma?" Matthew popped his head up. He looked at the house as if he had just realized where they were. Then he got up and ran to the door. Chris and Stephanie laughed and followed him towards the house. Stephanie grabbed Chris's free hand as they walked up the front walk. His hand didn't feel quite right in hers. "We are awkward," she thought to herself. Stephanie's mom had just opened the door as Matthew was getting up the steps.
"Grandma!"
he cheered.
"Hi, Matthew,"
Grandma said as she leaned over to give him a hug. She had a round face and shoulder-length silver hair. She hobbled down the steps and walked over to Stephanie and Chris.
"Stephanie,"
she said as she gently gave her a hug. She turned to Chris.
"Chris,"
she said as if they were already well acquainted. She hugged him and Amara in one hug. "My mom, Gail," Stephanie introduced them.
"Nice to meet you,"
Chris muttered. He put his free hand in his pocket as they walked up the steps, rather than holding Stephanie's hand again. When they walked in, Stephanie's dad came out of his office that was off the entryway. He was tall and weathered with gray hair. He gave Stephanie a hug. Then he put his hand out to Chris.
"Hey, stranger."
Chris had to shift Amara to his other hip so he could put out his right hand. Stephanie's dad shook it hard. "Chris, my dad, Charlie," Stephanie introduced them. Chris nodded nervously. Stephanie thought it was strange to see that Chris was nervous with her parents when he was completely confident teaching in front of dozens of students. Chris and Stephanie followed her parents into the kitchen. Gail started pulling food out of the fridge. The kids were already downstairs in the playroom. Amara could hear them playing, so she wiggled out of Chris's arms. She stopped at the top of the stairs, listening to them for a moment. Then she sat down, turned around, and quickly slid down the stairs on her belly. "Your kids are not shy," Stephanie commented.
"No, they're not,"
Chris agreed. Stephanie sat down at the table. She was tired from the zoo and all the driving. Chris looked like he wasn't sure what to do. Charlie said,
"Have a seat. I'm sure you've earned it. It's no small feat taking this crew anywhere."
"Thanks."
Chris sat down at the table next to Stephanie.
"You've got yourself a good-looking young man here, Stephanie,"
Charlie said, clapping Chris on the back.
"I'm not that young,"
Chris replied.
"Son, when you're as old as me, everyone is young,"
Charlie laughed. As Charlie sat down across from them, Stephanie took Chris's hand under the table. Each time she held his hand, it seemed to fit a little bit better in hers.
"So,"
said Charlie,
"when are you two going to get married?"
"Charlie,"
Gail scolded from across the kitchen.
"You leave them alone."
Stephanie laughed. She looked at Chris and was glad to see he looked amused, too. "I think we're calling it," Stephanie said. "What was it you said? Merging finances?" Chris smiled. "That is what you meant, right?" Stephanie asked. Chris cleared his throat uncomfortably and nodded.
Don't look so bashful about it,
teased Charlie.
You two don't have time to waste. You're not that young, remember?
Chris laughed.
I like him.
I knew you would, Stephanie said quietly. Then she turned to her dad. Chris was worried you were going to be mad and tell us we were moving too fast. Chris looked at Stephanie like he felt betrayed. Am I right? Stephanie asked.
Probably.
Chris agreed.
Son, two things,
Charlie said.
First thing is that she is always probably right.
Chris laughed and nodded in agreement.
And second,
Charlie continued,
we can't be mad. We're the ones who prayed you here.
Hey, you can't take all the credit, Dad, Stephanie insisted. Chris nodded in agreement. Oh, Trey's still with Cruz, Stephanie remembered. She texted him. How are things going?
Fine,
was all he replied. What are you guys up to?
Minecraft.
Oh, good, Stephanie said out loud. Trey and Cruz have not died of teenage boy stupidity yet.
They rarely do,
Charlie comforted. Thanks, Dad, Stephanie said sarcastically.
Can I sleep over?
Trey texted. Sure, she replied. Then she added, be good. He didn't respond. Stephanie got up and helped her mom finish cooking dinner. Chris helped Charlie set up a folding table and chairs so there would be enough seats for everyone. Then they set 11 places and called the kids for dinner. As the kids happily told Grandma Gail and Grandpa Charlie about their day at the zoo, Stephanie noticed that Caleb and Levi had sunburns across their noses. Caden sat by Grandpa Charlie and talked with him as if he'd known him all his life. Caden and Caleb told the story of the bird that pooped on Chris's shirt. They giggled so hard that everyone else couldn't help but laugh. Amara sat in a booster seat up to the table next to Chris. She clapped and giggled.
Papa,
she said.
Even she is making fun of me,
Chris said good-naturedly.
Did she just say bird?
Charlotte asked.
Good job, Amara. Bird.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba,
Amara babbled. After dinner, they unpacked the bags from the car, and Stephanie's kids all fought over who would get to sleep where.
Emery and I get the downstairs bedroom,
Charlotte declared. No, Chris and his kids get downstairs. Everyone else is sleeping upstairs, Stephanie corrected. So Chris went down with Caden and Amara, and Stephanie went up with the other kids.
Mom, my face hurts,
Levi complained as Stephanie was getting them tucked in. Let's go see if Grandma has any aloe vera, she said gently. Caleb had already fallen asleep on a mattress on the floor. Matthew was wide awake, so Stephanie let him sit on her bed and watch Paw Patrol. He would likely end up in her bed anyway. If she was lucky, he would fall asleep watching the show. The girls were settling down in the bunk beds in the next room over. Stephanie heard them whispering and giggling. She poked her head into the room. Shh, go to sleep, she ordered. Levi followed Stephanie down to the kitchen. Chris was filling up Caden's water bottle. How's bedtime going? Stephanie asked as she rummaged through the cupboard.
Amara's asleep. Caden says you are supposed to sing his song.
Okay, want to help Levi put aloe vera on his face? She traded him a bottle of aloe vera for Caden's water bottle. After Stephanie had sung to Caden, she came up the stairs. The kitchen was only dimly lit by the light above the kitchen sink. Chris was sitting at the table talking to Levi about hockey. Okay, Levi, head back to bed now, Stephanie said. Surprisingly, Levi hopped up and ran upstairs. She took his seat next to Chris. You know, I was really grateful when you started talking hockey with Levi.
Oh, is that the emotion you were experiencing?
Chris said.
Because I thought maybe it was rage or loathing or something like that. My bad.
No, I was not mad that you were talking about hockey with him. I was mad that you told him he should join the youth hockey league because then I had to be the bad guy and tell him he couldn't. I always have to be the bad guy with him, and it's not very fun, Stephanie lamented.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Chris said softly. I may have been a little stressed that night, too, Stephanie reminded him.
Yeah, I gathered that. I don't know why. Not like you have anything to be stressed about.
Stephanie glared at him.
Okay, it was all my fault you were stressed. Man, I'm a jerk.
Chris chuckled. It's okay, you made it better. Chris smiled. The house was quiet. The kids must have settled down, Stephanie said.
Yeah, I think we wore them out today,
Chris replied. They sat there just looking at each other for a long moment. Stephanie pursed her lips nervously.
Has anyone ever told you your dimples are adorable?
Stephanie laughed. She could feel herself blushing as she shook her head.
Really?
Chris asked in disbelief.
No one?
Not that I can remember. Maybe when I was little.
Well, they are.
Chris said. Thanks, Stephanie said awkwardly. She wondered if Jason had ever even noticed that she had dimples. They were not very obvious, unless she pulled just the right face. Chris looked at her for a moment longer, and then he leaned towards her. He was moving in to kiss her. Stephanie filled with panic as her mind flooded with thoughts of Jason. She leaned away, and Chris quickly looked down at his hands.
I'm sorry,
he muttered. Stephanie put her palms over her eyes. No, I'm sorry. It's not your fault. It's just, I can't stop thinking about him. Chris let out a pained sigh.
Yeah.
Stephanie uncovered her eyes and looked at him. He turned to look at her, but he didn't lean in again. Suddenly, Stephanie leaned forward and kissed him, but she came in too fast and they knocked teeth. Ow! They both laughed. I'm sorry, I guess I'm a little out of practice, Stephanie grimaced.
I bet it's like riding a bike,
Chris suggested. He looked at her with that weird look again. It pulled her in and she leaned forward to try again. This time, they did not knock teeth. Chris was right. It was like riding a bike. It came right back. Stephanie had forgotten how much fun it was to make out with someone for the first time. Kissing Chris was different from kissing Jason. For one, he had a beard. It scratched against her face, but she didn't mind. She liked it. It was different in other ways, too, but she couldn't really describe why. Stephanie wasn't sure how long they had been kissing. She lost track of time. She lost track of everything. Suddenly, the kitchen light went on. They both pulled away quickly. Stephanie wiped her mouth, and Chris put his hand over his face as they both tried to slow their breathing. Stephanie's dad walked into the kitchen.
Don't mind me.
He walked over to the kitchen sink and got a glass of water. Then he walked over to the table and sat down across from Stephanie and Chris.
Don't mind me,
he said again, taking a sip from his glass. Chris looked mortified, but Stephanie just chuckled. I feel like a teenager again.
I can see that,
her dad said. Stephanie burst into laughter. Chris chuckled. He was blushing, but Stephanie couldn't tell if it was from embarrassment or not. He's not going to bed until we do, Stephanie told Chris. She stood up and Chris did the same. Stephanie walked around the table and kissed her dad on the cheek. Thanks, Dad, she said.
I do what I can,
he replied, taking another sip of his water. Stephanie gave her dad a hug. Good night. She looked at Chris. He had his hands in his pockets. Good night, she said.
Night,
he said, and he walked down the stairs to the basement. Stephanie bounced up the stairs, feeling way too young for her age.